dogs elsewhere and would provide food for thought for those who try to threaten Russia. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
I'm Mike Rossia.
Ukraine's foreign minister appealed Wednesday to Bulgaria to join international efforts and supply military aid to his country, as Russia's traditional ally remained one of the last holdouts in the EU. Ukraine has repeatedly pressed for NATO and EU member states to speed up their supply of military help since Russia invaded on February 24th. But Bulgaria, which has traditionally close ties with Russia, has so far refused to do so. Germany will stop importing oil from Russia by the end of the year, the German foreign minister said after a meeting with her Baltic counterparts Wednesday. And tennis players from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to compete at this year's Wimbledon due to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, the Grand Slam's organizers All England Tennis Club said in a statement Wednesday. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday the central government in Baghdad supported Turkey's latest offensive against outlawed Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The Turkish leader's comments came a day after Iraq summoned Turkey's ambassador to Baghdad